It is Tuesday, July 6th, and we are here at the Easy Ally studio because we had other things to do.
But yeah, because of a group stream.
Yeah, because of a group stream. Like, why would we be here for any other reason other than, you know, we just had this event called E3 a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Everybody got all the announcements out of their system.
Perfect.
Ugh.
And, but you know what? Nintendo's like, we have one last thing for you. And today they announced the Switch OLED. I want to call it the Switch Old.
Switch Old.
It's the edition? Switch OLED edition?
OLED.
Switch OLED, yep.
Jones is doing the fact check for us real quick.
Because
we don't do corrections on this.
Yep.
We get everything correct the first time on this, on Breaking News.
Breaking news.
OLED model.
OLED model.
It's the Nintendo Switch, the Nintendo Switch Lite, and the Nintendo Switch OLED model.
Put together a little lifestyle trailer showing all happy people playing some of those games, and let's get the obvious out of the way. It's not Switch Pro.
No.
This isn't Switch Pro. This isn't new Nintendo Switch. This isn't Super Switch.
This isn't what we thought a Switch Pro might be. We can't still keep talking about Switch Pro like it's something we're still waiting for.
This is what one of the very earliest rumors that everyone thought was just going to be lumped in with the Pro stuff. There was one report that specifically said only the screen is changing.
Wait.
And everyone was like, oh, that's not true. It's like, that's the Pro model, right? Like, that's one of the new, everyone lumped it in together with all the other
features.
The cheaper
of the Pro models.
But someone out there did say, like, it's just getting OLED screen, and lo and behold, this is all it really is. It's a new screen, a new dock with a built-in Ethernet port now, so you don't have to have that dongle anymore.
Nice.
Yeah,
an expanded internal storage from 32 gigabits to 64 gigabits. I don't know if we have any new information on the battery life. There's a lot of questions.
I believe
about
it's the same as what I've seen.
Okay. Yeah, the battery life was a big question, and then it doesn't, like, no 5G, no crazy things, no DLSS. It's not, the dock does not have any special functions like upscaling to 4K, anything like that. And it comes in two different colors, the default one we've seen before, the neon Joy-Cons, and then that, like, kind of like PlayStation 5 color
scheme,
the white and black. But what are your thoughts on this? I mean, are you impressed?
Yeah,
I
Brad,
was
you
confused.
Took, you took to Twitter about the battery life.
No, I didn't talk about the battery life. I think it's cool that there's a new version with the OLED screen and, you know, the built-in Ethernet stuff. But I was just like, I was just confused that there was no enhancements to anything besides that. Because maybe this is just me being a fool, but this is Nintendo and they always trick me. So I was like, oh, you know, Sony did it, Microsoft did the in-between consoles, because it's been like, what, 5 years since, or almost 5 years since Switch came out? And I was like, okay, now it's time for the inner, like the in-between model that's a little more beefy, but can still play, all the old games can still play. I was like, okay. Then I sat and I was like, what? OLED? That's it? And as someone who doesn't play a handheld very often, I was like, shit, man.
That's a good point.
There's nothing here for me.
Yeah, Jones, are you impressed by this, or is this something that you expected from Nintendo?
I think it's neat. I'm trying to remember, like, all the old changes were always mostly cosmetic.
Yeah.
I think it's like the new 3DS is the only thing that I remember, like, there was, like, a couple games you could only play on the new 3DS. So it is in line. I think my expectations were set by nothing Nintendo has done with the Switch, but the fact that, you know, we're quote unquote due for something like this, just because people have been talking about this forever,
right?
Talking about all different forms that it could take, and it's hard, not to be in that mindset when, you know, Sony and Xbox were dancing around each other with this whole idea of how many versions of our new console do we have? How long can the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One be viable until we need to upgrade both of those? And so the plus side to this, I guess, is that one of the things that I was very ignorant about last gen, that is like a real problem, is the fact that, like, you have a lot of, like, control, essentially the control issue with the actual game control, and then it just does not run well, you know, on standard PlayStation 4. And so it's like, you're not going to have those games, you know. Breath of the Wild 2 will have frame rate issues on any Switch you play on.
I was going to say.
It's coming out October 8th.
Oh, I didn't
same
know dates.
Day as
okay.
Metroid Dread,
yep.
And it's going to be...
And it looks like an Eevee!
One of them, the black
Emmy,
and white one.
Emmy? What are
Emmy.
They called? Emmys.
Emmy. I didn't notice that, actually. I mean, It makes sense now that I'm seeing it, but I didn't like pick up on
Eevee's
that.
A Pokemon. Save your comments. I know.
I was asking if like this wowed you at all because the price tag's going up on this. It's $349.99, so $50 increase for OLED screen and a new dock that has a built-in Ethernet port, which is pretty standard.
Which should have been in the original version.
Yeah. So
what we. My two initial thoughts are, one, I'm probably not buying this. I'll probably buy it eventually, but I don't know if I need to get this out of the gate. And two, it's interesting looking at, because that image that I looked to check the name has the three products right next to each other. And there's something about Nintendo Switch OLED model that doesn't sound like better. You know, it just sounds like, oh, if you prefer, because I remember like the plasma OLED was, conversation was like going, floating around a lot. And I remember just back and forth when I was like buying TVs years ago. And so it's like, it sounds like a preference and not necessarily like an upgrade, finally, you know. I could see as a non-informed consumer kind of going in and being like, oh, well, no, I'm going to get the regular Switch. I don't want some weird OLED version.
No, I believe, sorry if this is not totally correct. I thought I saw this mentioned, actually, by my roommate Doom Assist Me was reading an article and he tweeted at me. He goes, "Hey, the dock will work with the old Switch model. The new dock will work with the old Switch model.
In case you want the Ethernet's the main." So,
and apparently
upgrade,
they're selling the dock separately. Apparently, at some point. Cool. But to your point, like knowing these facts and what you pointed out, Brad, about you don't really play in handheld mode a lot. Like, who do you think this is really for then? With this $50 increase and
people who play
more
handheld a lot, or new people to the system, I guess. I don't know. That's all I could think about.
I mean, they know what they're doing by having the initial product they're revealing be a different color from the standard one that released. Like, even just that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
even
a
just
big
that.
Deal.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, I got a little rush white Joy-Cons. Like, it's so silly. But,
hey, it works.
I get it. It works on me. Yeah. Yeah, I think this is, you know, I don't want to use any of these terms derogatorily, but I think this is an enthusiast purchase. I think this is something for anyone who, regardless of specs or anything, you know, really put that on their shopping list, that they were like, it doesn't matter what, you know, this is my A number one console. I have to own the best version of it, regardless of whether I play docked mostly or not.
The only time I could see myself buying this, Damiani, is if I buy it and I give my old Switch to my nieces and my nephew.
Okay.
And like, that's like their entry into video games.
Win-win.
Into the Switch.
I see. Yeah. You're giving them the hand-me-down.
I'm desperate, I can use that logic to convince myself to buy it, I guess.
Okay, I thought you were going to turn around and say, like, I'm going to trade in my OG Switch.
No,
no,
I'd give them that.
But I'm actually considering that.
But this would have been very confusing during E3. I think we would have been like, wait, they announced this during E3. There's got to be more to this. So it's like, okay, not even in a direct, just some tweet. It's like,
this is a good point.
Expectations before anything was like,
think people, the story would have shifted to, what is this new Switch model? Wait, it's not Switch Pro. Wait, what's going on? Like, I miss, like, there'd be confusion. I think
they didn't tweet something that had it in like the shadows with like coming soon. You know, they were just like, no, here's a new Switch. You know, check it out. It comes out on this day, and it looks like those killer robots from Dread. That's so funny. Like, people are gonna have nightmares. Kids are gonna have nightmares. They're gonna get, it's gonna be their first Switch. Mm-hmm. Metroid Dread's gonna be their first Metroid game. They're gonna have nightmares of their Switch. Crawling on the ceiling.
Hey, that's they'll introduce a new Labo for it. And it'll just do that. It'll
Dread Labo.
Become Emmy. Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Okay, hold up, Dominic. As someone who I've been speculating with for years, because Ymir's so desperate for Zelda info all the time, trying to reason with ourselves why Breath of the Wild 2 is not out yet. Where we're like, okay, it's gonna be at this point we're desperate on Copium. We're like, it's gonna be the Switch Pro launch title, man. It's gonna be the showpiece for that. And now that dream seems dead, especially when we were always like, oh yeah, there's been rumors about 4K or whatever, more powerful hardware. How do you feel now at this point?
I mean, I kind of reserved. Once they announced Breath of the Wild's date, I assumed like a enhanced version of the Switch would be coming out next year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some people jumping to the conclusion that Nintendo had no choice but to go this route because of the worldwide chip shortage with the semiconductors and that they couldn't reach an agreement with their chip provider, NVIDIA, and that they still wanted a refresh of some sort. This is what they went with. We had reports about Nintendo purchasing and making a deal with like the OLED manufacturer. That's the thing I was talking about. That one person said, like, well, they're definitely going to have this screen because they've made this agreement. So at least OLED screens are coming to some new Switch model. And that's really all we're getting here. And the expanded internal storage and welcome to 2021, or actually welcome to 10 years ago or 15 years ago when everyone had an Ethernet jack on the back of the console.
Right.
It's like,
well, did the Dreamcast have one?
It's like, it'd be even further, 21 yeah. years ago. Let's go further.
I don't need to buy a new dock yeah. because I dug up that old stupid dongle and then, you know, mission
yeah.
accomplished.
Yeah, so yeah. like that's the thing. I've seen a lot of people on my social media feed saying, on Twitter, sorry, that are saying, this isn't for me because I don't play in set. Handheld mode mm-hmm. a lot, so I'm good with my original Switch sure. right now.
And it's a tough thing. Like, even if I was to watch like a YouTuber be like, I got it, here it is, and they hold it up to a camera, it's like, I can't. Does that look better? I don't know. So it's really, I wonder if I'm going to be like in a mall or something, or I'm going to like,
that's
you know, be
like
waiting somewhere,
to
or I'm going to be in line at Disneyland and then just be like, oh, and somebody will be like, and just kind of turn it yeah. like, I'm sorry, can I just look at that screen yeah. for 5 seconds because I haven't seen it? And then I wonder if that's going to, you know, once it gets out in the wild, I mean, the Switch is going to sell bonkers
know,
no matter
what.
Sell
out.
But I wonder if there's going to be a surge once people actually like, oh, that looks great. Okay. Now I'm tempted to play something in handheld.
I'm going to get it on a whim. Like yeah. a damn fool.
Yeah, I think it's going to sell out. I think, yeah, it, yeah despite everything that's being said, it's going to sell. I know some people are going to the PS Vita right now because there was the non-OLED model and the OLED model.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
doing screenshots comparisons like live, like people taking photos or doing videos of like, here's what an OLED screen could do for you mm-hmm. and how vibrant it can look, like that better contrast.
Cool.
And it might, you know, marginally look better and stuff and that's fine, but yeah, justifying I mean all those rumored features that everyone's talking about, yet what we're getting in a $350 new Switch OLED model, how much do you think that Switch Pro would have cost? Like
yeah.
there's no way. It would have been like $500.
And when we hear Switch numbers, they're not putting a division between Switch and Switch Lite. I mean, it's just Switch. You
yeah.
know? So like the OLED is going to just be Switch.
This,
you know?
This all works within. There's no divide. There's yeah. none of that weird, everyone was speculating, what are they going to do if like there is a Pro model and it just runs games vastly better than the other two models? This is just
yeah.
another thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if eventually this model does phase out the original Switch.
Hmm.
Sure.
That this eventually. Is the one that will eventually replace it. Also, to be more the materialistic weasel of the group, I mean, I think the Switch could have been charged, Nintendo could have charged a higher price for that thing with how well it's selling.
Oh,
and
well,
here, now it's like, let's raise that price. Let's yeah. give you a few things. And we're raising that price to $350 now.
They're taking that risk with their game prices without like literally not having sales or anything. That's where they make up those costs.
Even in a software, sure. but now it's like it's time for the hardware to fall.
So we at Easy Allies are looking to you to bring your Switch OLED model out into the wild, and we will follow you around and look over your shoulder and see how it looks.
You know,
report
one
that.
Of us is going to buy it.
And the best way they could do that is to bring back all the Street Pass stuff.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Bring right. it back. You know,
bring it back.
That would have got me excited.
Stay tuned for more details from Friend Code, tonight's group stream that we're going to be recording, Easy Allies podcast. We're going to be talking about this more, even though there's not a ton to talk about, but we wanted to get this out as soon as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Reach for the sky.